easiest thing to do.
All right, look, it was just too much the last podcast. I'm continuing it on. What are you going to recommend to me now?
We left off talking about Treasure Island being my favorite book and trying to make a combination of that with a local author. So there is actually a local book that we do not have here by a woman named Sarah Levine, who's a Chicago writer, and it is called Treasure Island, with 3 exclamation marks at the end, about a young lady who becomes obsessed with the book Treasure Island and tries to model her life after it. It's very funny. It's very good. We don't have it in stock, but you should all check it out.
So the one ritual we're going to do in the podcast now is, yes, besides listen to a little more music, uh-huh, which is, can you change the music?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I don't know. Do something. Like? Anything else?
Anything else?
The fifth one from the left on the bottom, right? That's a very good one, actually, the fifth one from the left on the bottom. But I want, if you guys will sign this as well. In fact, Jeremy, you were here, so you have to sign it too. And I'll sign it, right? All four of us will sign the poetry book. And the author... In fact, the author is a person whose name I can't see, but the key point about it is that the name of the book is Instax Winter. Ah, now, you see? Now we're talking. I'm a really old guy, so Sammy Davis Jr. is not out of the question.
Kickstar's pretty old, by the way, who we were just listening to. Was it? For what it's worth.
But this is a Decca record. It was bought for $2.99.
Yes.
Boy Meets Girl. Okay.
Bought from a very nice Chicago bookstore called, I mean, not bookstore, record store called Laurie's Planet of Sound that everyone should check out.
This poor man wants to buy his book and leave, do you?
No, he can't. Oh, that's his book.
Okay. Oh, you wrote it?
That's Brave New World. No, but it's his book.
Is it always such fun in this bookshop, by the way?
It's pretty fun bookstore. I don't know what to tell you, but
I think it's actually, it's just a product. It's a kind of humor.
I mean, I was going to say we do a reading. I know what I'll do.
You want to do a reading tonight? We don't have an event scheduled for tonight.
Pardon, Jeremy, did you hear this, man?
I heard you. You need to know what you're getting into, sir.
I have nothing
serious?
Else happening
are
tonight.
Are you serious?
I've got no events planned tonight.
Can you put the word out in the neighborhood?
No.
And hundreds of people come
I'll
in?
Tweet it, but I doubt anybody will come. But if you want to do a reading anyway, yeah,
but
sure.
I will do this is too good an offer. Tonight, is this... Good. Are we meant to be going out for a meal to a place where...
I haven't checked with Melissa yet, but we would have to.
Subject to checking with Melissa, right? And subject to that, I will do a poetry reading in here from my Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, right? And you know what? If it's only to the dog...
It is possible
if it's
that it might
only
be
to
yes.
the dog, right?
We'll see.
Right?
We'll see what we can get. It is a Tuesday night.
We can do it. Tuesday night. It's a slack night, right?
A little bit.
Okay. Have you cleaned your stylus?
It's not that it's my transistor. It's just my transistor's busted. It's a cheap record player, and I just need to get a better one.
Well, look, the fact that you have, I mean, something revolving at 33.5 degrees centigrade is pretty cool. Look, can you just take me for a little walk around the rest of the shop?
Yeah, sure.
For a second?
Yeah.
And I'm buying this from you,
sure.
And I've given you the money, and if that lovely customer man will sign it, we'll all sign it, and I'll... We got a pen there, yeah? Go on. Yeah, take me on a tour. Walk me around.
Okay. Do you just want me to tell you what the sections are? What do you want me to tell you?
Well, I'm very easily distracted. I see Breakfast with Socrates.
Yes, so we have philosophy and religion and New Age and occult, and some people... are annoyed that something they like is in the occult or New Age section instead of in the philosophy section.
But because you're the owner, you decide?
I can decide.
You can decide?
I would imagine anywhere in that book that you want to make. We have some of my favorite presses, McSweeney's and Dalkey Archive. We have a bunch of books from those presses up front, just on display. Our middle aisle drama section, reference books, literary criticism, linguistics.
Have you got anything about Walt Whitman?
Probably. I know we have some books by Walt Whitman.
Have you got anything about Peter Doyle?
I'd have to check.
Right. Peter Doyle was Walt Whitman's lover.
Oh, no kidding.
That's the key point. And he was born in Limerick, where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he went born in the same parish as me.
No way.
And he was educated by Jesuits, and so was I.
I can look
and
around.
And he was a tram conductor, and I was a bus conductor, right? Now, how's that for a little...
That's good.
Don't know,
that's
look, good. Let's move on.
All right,
come on,
yeah, I'll look for that for
like,
you later.
No, I like Whitman too much. I need to be introduced to something new.
So we have the art section, yep. Photography is right here. We have art, architecture, design.
They're all secondhand books, yes?
Everything is used except for those local books up front. Those are new and those are sold on consignment.
Is that the phrase you use here in Chicago? Used books as opposed to secondhand?
Most of the time we say used, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, right along here. Then comic books, and then thrillers and mysteries.
Are there any comic books set in Chicago, in which I can see the streets of Chicago in the background and anything like that? Is there anything remotely like that?
If we do, it'll actually probably be in the local section. I can look after that. You missed by about an hour a gentleman who's going to do an art display here in a few weeks who draws a comic book panel-sized, extremely intricate Chicago scenes. They're really beautiful.
Ooh.
So this
moving
is
on now to
thrillers and mysteries,
conventional murders,
yes,
and
the normal type of murders. Gender studies, women's studies, race studies, queer LGBT books.
And hang on, I'm looking at treasure chest. What is this?
Books.
Is this books that
these are
a dollar
these
each?
Are a dollar each?
These are dollar. Mary Higgins Clark is sold for a dollar.
That is $1.
Right, $1 for Mary Higgins Clark.
A lot of what we have in there.
Rare Oriental carpets for $1.
Yes,
right.
So a lot of these are old art catalogs. So Sotheby's and Christie's catalogs. Some of them have like a lot of contemporary art. They're really neat. They're mostly, I think, for people to cut up and use for art projects.
And Pulling Your Own Strings by Dr. Wayne McDyer.
Yeah.
Who knows that
knock,
is.
Knock yourself out
yeah.
with that one if you want it.
So, look, and here in the background are paintings,
yes.
or posters. I see,
yeah,
I see a Picasso.
That is, yes, an original Picasso. No. That is, I found that at a thrift store. It's Guernica, and as far it's not a print, it's a copy. It's a hand copy, so I'm guessing it was someone's art project.
Somebody has hand copied
Guernica.
It's not
quite right. It's
well, yeah,
much
I can
condensed,
see it.
As
yeah.
you can tell.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. It's kind of neat.
Well, it's like very, very interesting. And the story of always here.
Yes,
yeah,
this, we're in the sex and relationship
right,
section.
Right,
like,
and we got psych,
socio.
Have you got a copy
pages.
Of William Foot White's A Street Corner Society by any chance?
I have to look.
Don't worry about that.
I'll look afterwards.
I'm a trained,
most of these paintings are from thrift stores, except for these whaling paintings, which were from my childhood home.
God, you don't work, do you? You just actually
I
hang around and enjoy
really
yourself.
Nice.
This is
I'm
like
I'm going to show you what I think is one of the most interesting books we have, which is an unabridged dictionary from the 70s or 80s. Have you seen one of these?
From the 70s.
You've seen one of these.
I was
it has the
absolutely.
With the magnifying you have, glass?
Jeremy, come here. This is what my dad had at home, right? I grew up with this book.
This is
right?
the only one that I've seen.
I grew up with this book in the
Fort
house
Mary?
In Fort Mary,
yeah.
right? And I actually... this
glass.
Is two volumes.
Flip it out.
It is heavy as anything.
It is micro-printed.
This is the Oxford English Dictionary
compact
in micro-print,
edition.
Compact edition... We had this in the house.
Really?
I have not seen it since my childhood.
You should find it, because apparently it's worth about $600.
Oh, really?
If you can get
well,
your hands on it again.
My brother Frank, who owns the bookshop,
yeah,
is almost certainly the one in the family who has...
No, someone just brought it in. I had it on the shelf for $60 until one day someone came in and said, it's more than that.
Yeah,
but,
imagine.
But a bigger
house. I mean,
You couldn't read it. You couldn't read it with your normal eyes. I can tell you that. I'm actually trying really hard to read the word frustrative. Now, if I try to read the word frustrative, I actually get tending to frustrate, talk, or defeat. But I haven't put the word frustrative in a poem or in a...
I think now you have
piece
to.
Of business writing for a while.
I think now you have to.
De rigueur. Look, who's the man with the beard, the distinguished guy up at the top left?
I don't know, but I think he's fantastic. That so before I was in this space, it was
great.
A vintage furniture shop called Reform Objects, and they moved to a bigger space. And I had always liked that painting. They had that painting, and I asked them if they could have it, and they said, yeah, sure, why not? So that was just theirs. I think it's great. No, just the books. I like them all too much. But most of them are from thrift stores. So get good at thrifting, and you'll find some good.
Are you into blood sports?
Not particularly.
Pardon? You've got pictures of whaling.
I do have some whaling.
Then you've got beagles with
some,
you know, men and women on horses
and
hunting, red coats and stuff.
And
you
have
Guernica. So that's why I ask you, are you into blood sports?
It's a good question. So this is kind of the back area where we buy books on Thursday and Friday. People bring them back to this counter. I sort them
wonderful.
Out. And then they get stacked and here while they're waiting
Paul
to get
Paul Thoreau, The Pillars of Hercules.
Yes,
wow.
So these are all waiting to get priced and
processed,
sorted and shelved.
Yeah.
Basically.
Are you going to stay in this business for a while?
I hope so.
Oh, look at this Bosch.
It's
You've
beautiful.
Got Bosch.
It's the binding. The glue is messed up in the binding, so instead of a $120 book, it's like a $20 book. If you want to, it's a beautiful, beautiful Bosch book. I love Bosch. He's one of my favorites.
This is a treasure. For Bosch lovers, this is the absolutely must-buy.
Nice,
I mean, look at that stuff. This is, you know...
Any of this going to translate over the audio medium is my question. Or does that not matter?
People will... it'll all work in audio. I'll tell you why it'll all work in audio.
Okay.
It'll all work in audio because what happens in audio is that every utterance comes out of your mouth, right, actually enters the imagination and meaning-making machine of the listener. So some listeners are particularly visual.
Mm-hmm.
So they only need a fragment like the word Bosch.
Sure.
To realize that, you know, it's an piece of electrical equipment and they're off onto Bosch, German manufacturer, right? And others are down into
conjuring
art that is quite erotic and also in places has nuns, you know, drinking and saying prayers. That's a particular one here. But basically, German monasteries. But some of this is actually I've seen live. Some of these pieces. Oh God, yeah, I've seen some of the triptychs.
Much.
I've seen some of the triptychs. I mean, I'm pretty.
Garden of Earthly Delights is one of my
we have to
very
go?
Favorite paintings.
Right,
so go.
We're going to wrap it all up now.
Okay.
So we're going to do the business. And look, you have to say your name, and you have to say how can people contact the most fun bookstore that I have ever been in my life.
Thank you
very
much.
Right?
My
in my whole life.
That,
right?
I will take that as a great
compliment. I've been in more than five bookstores in my life. Right?
You seem
right?
like you have.
So I want your name, your Twitter, your Twitter handle, your Instagram.
Sure.
I want your Google Plus. I want your... go on.
Type,
give me the whole life. Go on.
Clearly.
Off you go.
My name is Tanner McSwain. I own Uncharted Books. That's the bookstore we've been in this whole time. Unchartedbooks.com is our website. At Uncharted Books is the Twitter handle. All of our social media is just linked through the website. So check us out. We're in Chicago's Logan Square.
And thank you very much, Tanner.
Thank
you so much. It's very, very good.
I'll
get a photograph of you
and
we'll finish up.
I've got your Lincoln figure
up there. Thanks ever so much. Oh, brilliant. Okay.